This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the Somnath Swabhiman Parv being celebrated at Prabhas Patan in Gujarat yesterday to celebrate India's resilience. The Prime Minister reached Somnath on a three-day visit to Gujarat last evening and took part in the Omkar Jap at the temple premises. The Prime Minister is scheduled to join Shaurya Yatra and offer prayers to Somnath Mahadev today. He will then travel to Rajkot to inaugurate the Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference. In a social media post yesterday, Prime Minister Modi expressed his eagerness to engage with the nation's youth at the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. The Prime Minister said the country's youth power, driven by remarkable enthusiasm and unparalleled zeal, remains firmly committed to the nation's growth and progress. The Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh Mandavia, said that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 is a unique platform which will provide an opportunity to young leaders of the country to present their ideas directly to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In an exclusive interview with the Akashvani News, the minister said the ideas shared by young minds will help shape the future policies of the government, taking the nation closer to the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
If a teacher adopts the principle of nation first, then while teaching the children sitting in front of him, thought will come to his mind that they are the future of my country. When he himself embraces nationalism and the idea of nation first, he will inspire and motivate those in front of him.
The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has approached the Supreme Court in the consultancy firm IPAC case yesterday. Meanwhile, the West Bengal government has filed a caveat in the Apex Court seeking that no order should be passed without hearing it. The ED approached the Calcutta High Court on Friday seeking a CBI probe against West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. The High Court adjourned the hearing till January 14. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday chaired a pre-budget consultation with states and union territories in New Delhi. Chief ministers and finance ministers of several states and union territories were present in the meeting. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said that during the meeting, participants gave several suggestions to the Union Finance Minister for consideration in the Union Budget of 2026-27. The budget session of Parliament is scheduled to begin on the 28th of this month. In Odisha, a small 9-seater aircraft crash-landed near Rourkela in Sundargarh district yesterday. Though there has been no casualty, all 6 people on board, including 4 passengers and 2 crew members, have sustained injuries in the crash. The aircraft, operated by India One Air, was on a scheduled flight from Bhubaneswar to Rourkela. Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has said that the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, will investigate the aircraft crash landing incident in Odisha. A total of 27 Indian citizens who were lured to Myanmar with false job promises were instead forced to work illegally in cyber scam operations have been safely rescued and brought back to India. The rescued nationals arrived in Delhi yesterday and are now proceeding onward to their respective native places to reunite with their families. Iran has been gripped by increasingly large protests, which entered its 14th day. The Iranian army said that it will safeguard strategic infrastructure and public property as the government has stepped up efforts to quell the country's biggest protests in years. The Iranian military statement came after U.S. President Donald Trump issued a new warning to Iran's leaders. Several international airlines have suspended or cancelled flights to and from Iran, compounded by a near-total internet blackout and heightened security concerns. In Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians beat Delhi Capitals by 50 runs at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians posted 195 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs, with skipper Harmanpreet Kaur scoring unbeaten 75 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.